Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
As South Africa assumes the G20 presidency amid a polarized global landscape, the nation is facing the challenge of advancing its own agenda on inclusive economic growth, food security and climate change and artificial intelligence. But the current geopolitical tensions, including trade disputes and conflicts involving major economies, are adding, I would imagine, a fair degree of complexity to all of these efforts ahead. And I want to delve a little deeper into these issues. And joining me now is Laura Rubidge, a foreign policy researcher at the South African Institute of International Affairs. Laura, a very warm welcome to you. So maybe the primary objectives that South Africa wants to achieve during its presidency, could you strip those down for me?
Hi, Jeremy. Thank you so much for having me on. Yeah, so as you said, this is a big event. The G20 is a forum of systemically important countries, South Africa being the only African country, and this being the first G20 summit to be held on African soil, we can see that South Africa is really pushing for this to be not only a South African G20, but also an African G20. So that's one of the key priorities that they are pushing.
On the bigger global stage right now, given all the fragmentation that exists, Laura, how much sway does the G20 really wield?
So I think it's important to remember that the G20 is an informal grouping. It doesn't have a formal secretariat, and this is by design. As systemically important countries, what these countries are able to push and come to consensus on really influences the discussions that happen more at the global multilateral forums, so at the WTO, the UN, IMF, and at the various COPs. I think something that's going to be very important next year is that the fourth Financing for Development Conference is also being held in 2025. So the G20 is an opportunity for South Africa to build consensus on some of these big issues that, even if not decided at the G20, will feed into to the FFD conference next year.
Laura, is there a degree of tightrope walking, diplomatic tightrope walking here? Do we have an obligation, and I would imagine that we do, to advance or at least push our own domestic issues, but also those of the continent itself? And surely there would be a degree of conflict there.
Yes, I think that your diplomatic way of putting it there is a tightrope that needs to be walked on. Issues that have been seen in the last few presidencies and that definitely won't be absent this year or next year is the issue of the Russia-Ukraine war. There has been quite a lot of criticism coming out from other G20 members of the Brazilian communique that doesn't make reference to Russia's role in the war directly. And this is going to be a divisive issue next year. But what South Africa has done in the past three presidencies is really make sure that this does not become an overpowering issue or an obstacle for the G20 agenda, and really finding language that will allow a declaration to come through at the end. And I think that that's what it's going to prioritize. In terms of setting the agenda, obviously it's an important opportunity for South Africa to put some of its issues on the agenda. And we see this in the emphasis of unemployment, the focusing on more of the social issues, and really building on what the past three developing country presidencies from Indonesia, India, and Brazil have done, with focusing on foregrounding socioeconomic development issues.
How much are we going to lean into the BRICS agenda?
The BRICS agenda, well, obviously, it's important to see that it will be there. All of the BRICS members are part of the G20, but we need to see that these are not necessarily opposing agendas, that they feed into each other. The BRICS declaration last year actually mentioned that BRICS work does not overpower the G20 and that it's not contradictory, but it can be complementary. The last three presidencies, of course, India, Brazil, South Africa, have been BRICS member countries. So really, it's about making sure that the agendas align within what those priorities are in the different groupings and making sure that they don't diverge.
And Laura, how difficult is it going to be for South Africa, for Pretoria, to make its voice heard, given that often we have nailed our colours to political masts that don't always align with broader G20 thinking?
So what South Africa has really been pushing for, and President Ramaphosa made this point quite strongly this morning at the briefing he did for Parliament, is that he's trying to make this, or they've dubbed it, the G20 for the people of South Africa. So they're emphasizing the engagement of the broader civil society in The G20, and this is through the various engagement groups. There's the civil 20, business 20, think tank 20, and there was a mention of a possible new addition, which is the township 20. So I think it's really including the civil society's voice, not only the politicians, but also the broader civil society into that. There's also something that President Raposa mentioned, that they're going to carry on what Brazil started with, the social summit. And that really brings everyone together in one room or in one conference for about a week. And I think they had about 45,000 people there, and we're going to try to do the same.
Do you think South Africa has enough respect still on the global stage? Do we have an inventory in that respect, do you think?
I think that we have that, you know, that there's a respect that South Africa is part of the G20 and has been a very strong member of the G20 throughout the years. Its influence is not unknown. It has was one of the prominent voices pushing for the African Union to get a seat in the G20. And of course, in 2023, we saw that come to fruition. There's also members of the African Union, such as Nigeria, who obviously would like a seat and have come to South Africa to push for this. President Ramaphosa mentioned that this is something that we will support. So I think that it's not unknown that South Africa has influence, and this is really an opportunity for us to put our ideas and our priorities onto the agenda, but not only domestically, you know, Africa's priorities too.
There's a clearly stated agenda, as you say, but what about the T word, Donald Trump, and the upcoming administration could surely impact or affect the continuity of G20 initiatives, and I'm thinking particularly around trade and tariffs and climate policies.
Yes, that's obviously the big word of the week, not only the Trump T, but also the tariff T. And really, I think what South Africa is going to do is really build up the Troika. So the Troika is the previous presidency, the current presidency, and the incoming presidency. And they work together across the year to really build the continuity from presidency to presidency. So we've heard that President Ramaphosa has already invited Trump to come over for a state visit to play some golf. And he'll also obviously be here in the summit in November. But it's really about keeping that engagement line open and building through to the next year as well, whilst the US has the presidency in 2026.
Laura, I'm just trying to rack my brains. I can't remember what President Ramaphosa's golf handicap is, but nonetheless, I guess both of them will take a cart as well. Just finally, this is a very important job on the global stage. In your opinion, what would be a measure of success when this tenure comes to an end?
Yeah, I think some movement, we need to see this as there's the two tracks. There's the low-hanging fruit, what we can achieve in 1 year, and the longer-term goals that we can either plant the seeds for now and see it come out in the next few years. And really, the issue here is about the debt issue. And that is something that obviously is very important for the African continent and also the global south in general. So if we can have movement on the fundamental reforms that need to happen in the international financial architecture and closer to the common framework, for example, if we can get movement on that, make sure that they are working for these countries, then that would be a success in my mind.
Laura Rubidge, thank you very much indeed. Foreign policy researcher at the South African Institute of International Affairs.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.